Restoring Synchrony. Early attachment patterns create the inner maps that chart our relationships throughout life, not only in terms of what we expect from others, but also in terms of how much comfort and pleasure we can experience in their presence. I doubt that the poet E.E. Cummings could have written his joyous lines, "I like my body when it is with your body, muscles better and nerves more," if his earliest experiences had been frozen faces and hostile glances. Our relationship maps are implicit, etched into the emotional brain and not reversible simply by understanding how they were created. You may realize that your fear of intimacy has something to do with your mother's postpartum depression or the fact that she herself was molested as a child. But that alone is unlikely to open you to happy, trusting engagement with others. However, that realization may help you to start exploring other ways to connect in relationships, both for your own sake and in order to not pass on an insecure attachment to your own children. In part 5, I'll discuss a number of approaches to healing damaged attunement systems through training in rhythmicity and reciprocity. Being in sync with oneself and with others requires the integration of our body-based senses, vision, hearing, touch, and balance. If this does not happen in infancy and early childhood, there is an increased chance of later sensory integration problems, to which trauma and neglect are by no means the only pathways. Being in sync means resonating through sounds and movements that connect, which are embedded in the daily sensory rhythms of cooking and cleaning, going to bed, and waking up. Being in sync may mean sharing funny faces and hugs, expressing delight or disapproval at the right moments, tossing balls back and forth, or singing together. At the Trauma Center, we have developed programs to coach parents in connection and attunement, and my patients have told me about many other ways they get themselves in sync, ranging from choral singing and ballroom dancing to joining basketball teams, jazz bands, and chamber music groups. All of these foster a sense of attunement and communal pleasure.